Tonight we're learning the 13th bracha of Shemot Esrei, and I do it a little apprehensively. You know, there's a famous story I tell over a lot that Rav Shach told over, that he had a mesorish mipiyish from someone who was there about the time Rav Chaim Balazhiner cried in Shemot Esrei twice during a shachris in Balazhin. And when one of the Talmidim asked him what happened after davening, so he told him that the first time he cried was in Tekabe Shofar Gadol Cheruseinu. Why? Because he saw that the last stop before Mashiach is America. Last stop before Mashiach is America. Now that's a pretty scary thing, because you're talking about in the time of Thomas Jefferson, that Reb Chaim Volozhiner had this vision. Right? Maybe John Quincy Adams, maybe a little bit later, but not much later. You're talking early 1800s, that he said that the final stop is going to be America, the final stop in Gaulis. When the Talmud said, so why were you crying? He said, you know, what do you think is going to happen to move the majority of Gaulis Yidden to America? Look how entrenched we are in Poland. Look how entrenched we are in so many other things. And one of the judges. So you know, he cried because he said, look at how entrenched we are in Russia and Poland and Litva. What's it going to take that the majority of the world's Jews are going to be in America? America? What's in America? So that was the first time he cried. And that's what a lot of people talk about, that story, and that obviously gives us chizuk that Reb Chaim Volozhiner saw at the very beginning of America, that America had a special place in terms of gullus for the Jews, and it was going to be the last gullus, and that's where we are. We're in the last gullus. But the second time he cried was in the bracha of Ala Tzadikim. And when he cried in Ala Tzadikim, the Talmud says, why do you cry in Ala Tzadikim? And he said, because in that final gullus, the Torah leadership, it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very schwer in the final galus. And this is a bracha recognizing the importance of Torah leadership. It's the 13th bracha of the Shemona Esrei. And many point out that 13 is the gematria of Ahava, that the leaders of the Jewish people are supposed to do so with love. Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. Some connect this bracha dafka to the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. Why? Because Yasu Lefanei Keseder Hazeh, that when the Jewish people need Mechila, when they need Mechila Savonos, so they're supposed to do the Yud Gimel Midos, and obviously the Torah leadership is supposed to be the one that is setting the tone for it. And unfortunately, Chas Hashem, I don't mean to be Motzi Laz on anyone specific per se. But, you know, earlier this week, another major scandal with a pretty well-known Torah personality. We're not going to get into any of the details. But a pretty well-known Torah personality. A Beis Din came out, a Hachroza from a YU Rosh Hashiva, a Black Hat Rosh Hashiva, and like, the guy's a Russia, he can't listen to Shiurim, no one should have anything to do with it. I mean, really horrific, horrific stuff.
You know, police in New York City?
And yeah, there's unfortunately, no, but we're talking about Torah leaders. This person that this hachraza, this announcement came out about, was known as this huge Talmud Chacham, a Bucky and Shas, a website that people all over the world would listen to Shiurim. And I was asked by someone who was listening to this person's Torah, you know, is he still allowed to listen to this person's Torah? And the truth is, you know, we live in a world when, you know, I'm first saying the negative, then we're going to get to the positive, that people look to tzaddikim as basically, you know, I'm going to live through them. You know, and I think sometimes people look at tzaddikim as saying that tzaddikim are the ones that we're leaning on. I could do what I want, but I'm close to this tzaddik, and, you know, so it'll be all good. I'll go to this mekubal, I'll go to that tzaddik nister, and he'll give me this bracha, he'll give me that bracha, and, you know, I'm good to go. You know, it's like the famous story when people would go to Menachem Tzvi Finkel, you know, a bracha that my son should love Torah, you know, so he'd say, do you sit and learn with him? You want a bracha, your kids should learn Torah. Sit and learn with your kids. You know, you want a bracha, your kids should have Yiras Shamayim. Do you work on your Yiras Shamayim? You know, it's almost like we look for shortcuts. And I'm not minimizing Chas V'Shalom, the importance of tzaddikim and the importance of being connected to tzaddikim, but it has to be put in the proper perspective. You know, I remember one time when I was with my kids by Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And the guy brought us in, had connections, we were waiting in Reb Chaim Kanievsky's like back room near his bedroom, like whatever. We're sitting there waiting when the whole zoo is going on by Reb Chaim, the whole circus, basically clear everyone out. Then I go with my kids, and I remember thinking that how anxious I was and excited I was. I mean, you know, to see Reb Chaim Kanievsky telling my kids we could see a bracha, and it was important chinuch for them to see how excited I was for Reb Chaim Kanievsky. But I have to be honest, there was a part of me that said, you know, why don't I feel that way standing in front of the Ribbono Shalom every day? And granted, it's because I stand in front of the Ribbono Shalom every day. I don't stand in front of Reb Chaim Kanievsky every day. But there is something to make sure that we don't lose that perspective. I always think of the story one time when I was by the Kotel with Rav Wolfson. Can I just tell you this? So sad. And this totally changed my experience every time I go to the Kotel. So someone went up to Rav Moshe Wolfson for a bracha for something by the Kotel. And Rav Moshe Wolfson looked at him and said, "He's standing by the Kaisel and you ask me for a bracha? Ask the Eibishter for a bracha. You're at the Kaisel." You know? And like from a halachic perspective, that, you know, the Brisker Rav, they say he would wait for a long time till he could get a Kohen to come in to make sure he had a Kohen to bless him in Birchas Kohanim. And someone once criticized, waiting, so like one time he waited a long time till he could finally get a Kohen off the street to do Birchas Kohanim for him. Like a guy said, "I'm saying, Tirchad, we were 20 minutes, waited for your Kohen." So supposedly Brisker Rav said, "Yeah, how long do you wait to get a bracha from the Rebbe?" He said, "You know what Birchas Kohanim is? The Eibishter is coming to bless us. That's better than getting a bracha from a Rebbe, you know?" So I don't mean to minimize Chas V'Shalom, the role of a tzaddik, and we're about to talk about the importance of connecting ourselves to tzaddikim and understanding the chashivas of what they mean to the Jewish people. But I'm just concerned sometimes that in today's day and age, you know, the mishkal is a little bit off. The proper balance in society is a little bit off. You know, I still remember a person who told me that one time, you know, he was going to... A guy who admitted that, you know, he used to be involved in questionable business dealings. And one time he went to go ask the Ribnitzer whether he could do a certain type of business dealing that was really a little shady, getting involved with a certain criminal element. And before the question, a Hasidish guy, before the question even left his mouth, the Ribnitzer started screaming, "Chas V'Shalom!" Started going crazy. "Chas V'Shalom, you should even, Chas V'Shalom, you should even..." You know, and then the guy, like, said the Ribnitzer scared him straight. So, I mean, that's a tremendous, tremendous thing, that the Ribnitzer scared him straight. You know, but he needed the Ribnitzer to scare him straight. You know what I'm saying? So, just putting it into perspective, and this is part of, you know, what I think Reb Chaim V'Lajner might have been crying, not necessarily that, you know, the dar gets its tzaddikim they're worthy of, right? I think it's a function of the dar that we need to be mechazik ourselves, and then we'll be zocha to the Torah leaders that we should be zocha to. So that's why, you know, when we come to this bracha, it's a very important bracha, but to keep it in the ideal and the pristine form of what it's supposed to be and not to make mistakes as to what we're doing. You know, already I saw an article about LeBron's rabbis. LeBron has rabbis. Do you know? Mm-hmm. LeBron has rabbis. LeBron has Kabbalists. You didn't read this article yet? I think LeBron is somehow connected to one of the Rabbi Pintos. I'm not saying I'm not saying anything bad Chas V'Shalom about any of the Rabbi Pintos. I'm just saying, like, LeBron has its Kabbalist also. You know, Kimal Aretz Deas Hashem. You know, the whole world is filled with the knowledge of Hashem. I will just go on record as saying, remember, I told you at Chalashudis. You know, if you're betting, bet on the Cavs. Okay, so I will go on. Remember, I said that. I was about to say, I don't know if eight times. Oh, did he? Okay, I don't know. Was he at Chalashudis? So, So let's just go through Alat Tzaddikim. So the first thing is that we have to understand this bracha comes after Vela Malshinim. There's a reason why we put the bracha Vela Malshinim and then Alat Tzaddikim, because of course David HaMelech told us Sur Meira Va'asei Tov. We have to understand the danger that individuals represent, and Vela Malshinim we ask for the removal of individuals that really Rachman al Islan are like a cancer to the Jewish people, removal of their evilness and removal of them if that doesn't work. And then after we talk about the Sur Meirah, then we come to Va'asei Tov, that just as we recognize that there are people who are so bad for the Jewish people, we have to recognize there are people who are so good for the Jewish people, and these are the people that we want to connect to, and these are the people that we want to daven for. And we say Ala Tzadikim. Who are Tzadikim? Tzadikim, Yosef HaTzadik, is Tzadik, they do what's right. Tzadik, they do what is correct. They're called righteous. Why? Because they do what's right. They do everything b'tzedek. They do everything correctly. Then v'ala chasidim. Who are the chasidim? Chasidim are those that go lefnim mishur sadin. They don't only do what's right, they do what's referred to as pious. They go further than what's correct. Then we say v'al ziknei amcha beis Yisrael. Who are the ziknei amcha beis Yisrael? This is ascending order. These are the leaders of the Jewish people. These are the ones that act with tzedek. These are the people who have the chachma and the responsibility, the manhigim of the generation, the ziknei amcha beis Yisrael, of course, bechachma. And then we say, va'al pleita sofrehem. Pleita sofrehem, ascending even higher. Who are the pleita sofrehem? The remnants of the sofrim. Who are the sofrim? What did they do? The sofrim represent the ba'alei ha-mesorah. The sofrim, the scribes, are the ones who make sure that the tradition is kept, that the Mesorah HaKadosha is not in any way blemished, is not any way changed. So that, the Pleita Sofrem, you're talking about the Gedolei Hador, referred to as the Einei Ha'eda, the eyes of a generation. And then, what's interesting is, after that, Va'al Geri HaTzedek, the Geri HaTzedek come even beyond the Gedolei Hador, according to this pshat that you're going in ascending order, the Pleita Sofrehem. Why? Well, first of all, there are the Rishonim who point out that every time you say this bracha with kavana and you say the words Va'al Geri HaTzedek with kavana, you're being mekayim a mitzvah daraisa. You're being mekayim mitzvah daraisa. What mitzvah? Avas Ager. Avas Ager. The special mitzvah daraisa of loving a ger. And this is something, you know, how you treat a ger, you have to be very, very careful. My involvement to the Vada Metro West, I'm not saying Aravad didn't do this, but another major, major national kashrus agency told us that when they were dealing with a food establishment, like I'm not going to say what type, I'm not going to say where in the country, a food establishment that was owned and run by a ger. So they gave this as an example of a time, I was at a whole conference of kashrus, there was a time that they didn't let halacha slide, but they let policy slide a little because of the din of Inoy Hager. Like they were afraid of causing undue anguish and anxiety to a convert. It's like a serious thing.
I think it's most repeated
in the Torah. Yeah, have a seger. Ger lo sunnah, right. Not to afflict the ger, yeah. I think is like 36 times or something like that. Yeah, it's a lot of times. Yeah, ki ger me'isem v'eretz Mitzrayim. It's repeated a lot. So the Abu Draham says that when you say this pasuk and you have importance and you have kavan of al ger etzedek, you're davening for the ger etzedek, it's a fulfillment of a mitzvah d'orais, and then we say, v'aleinu. And on us. What are we doing? We're including ourselves with all these people. The idea that, we talk about attaching oneself to God. How can you attach yourself to God? Hashem is an esh ochlahu. Right, so some say, there's one pshat that what does it mean? Attach yourself to Talmidei Chachamim. Attach yourself to the Tzaddikim. That's what this bracha is talking about. Va'aleinu, Yehemu Rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu. We're asking Hashem special Rachamim. Right, the Lashon of Yehemu. So different pshatim exactly what the Lashon Yehemu exactly is. Some say it's a Lashon of, special Rachamim and Chemlas. What?
Yearning,
a special, really like an intense compassion and affection for Yehemu Rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu. V'sein sachar tov l'chala botchem b'shimcha be'emes. And here we're talking about sachar tov, some rewards, meaning sachar tov, a reward that is perceived as good, meaning it's a reward for Hashem, of course it's good, but that we perceive as good, l'chal ha-botchem b'shimcha be'emes, to all who trust b'shimcha in your name be'emes with truth. So that's a unique challenge, to be potech b'shimcha be'emes. We know the shame of Hashem represents Hashem's expression in this world, right? The name of Hashem is how it, so sometimes there are challenges to trust in the expression of God in this world, in be'emes, with truth, because that's how you can trust in Hashem's name. The only way you can trust in Hashem's name in this world is if you're going, what's emes, right? That this is what's true, and this is what is, and this is what has to be. And then, but what we seem to be doing is, l'chala botchem b'shimcha be'emes. This is almost like the common denominator of everyone we mention. That's what some of Farshim say. And all of those that are trusting in your name and truth, this is the common denominator, this the importance of the Mida Bitachon. And place our chelak with them, with whom? With the Botchem Mishimcha Be'emes, meaning all of these people, with those that are Botech Mishimcha Be'emes, that's what we are asking Hashem, our chelak should be with them. And we shouldn't be embarrassed that we trusted in you. And that's a big idea. That's a big idea that Chazon Ish talks about. What does it mean to have real bitachon? What does it mean that we say, Kol David Rachman al Tavavid? The idea here that when we have bitachon, that we shouldn't be embarrassed. We should never be disgraced. Because even if things, you know, obviously we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our bitachon be rewarded and everything that we're botech, and ultimately we see come to fruition in that way, lo nevosh, but also lo nevosh, ki v'cha batachnu, that, you know, that our trust in you obviously should be not misplaced, and we should be able to see it come, but at times that it's not, we should lo nevosh, right? That we should be able to withstand the tribulations of bitachon. Because it's not easy having bitachon all the time, right? This isn't something that is so pashut. And then we end the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mishon Miftach L'Tzadikim. That who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem is the support, and Hashem is the guarantee for the Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that enables the Tzadikim to go on, because we know the Gemara tells us, if it wasn't for Siyata Deshma, if it wasn't for Hashem's help, no one would be able to defeat the Yetzirah. No one would be able to defeat the Yetzirah. And that's why the many Svarim say that what's the Kavana you should have personally for yourself in this Bracha? That we're davening in this bracha that we should be zocha to be a tzaddik. That we're zocha, we're asking Hashem that we should be zocha to be a tzaddik. That's why even the national brachas, and this is certainly a national bracha, davening for the key figures, but of course something that we connect to in a personal way, and that's really this yisod of this bracha, that we're davening that we should be tzaddikim. Sein sachar tov l'chala botchem b'shimcha be'emes. V'aleinu, right? V'lo nevosh ki v'cha batachnu. And this is also bracha in which we're obviously asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us that emunan bitachon, to strengthen our emunan bitachon in the Ribono Shel Olam. That's not obviously not a simple thing. Not a pashut thing. Obviously, emunah is something that we have to be constantly working on. Bitachon is something to be constantly working on. And this is a bracha where that's what we're asking for. And we understand mishon u'miftach l'tzadikim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to support us in this quest of being tzadikim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who ultimately guarantee that there's the Gemara, some connect us to the famous Gemara, Yuma b'derech sh'adam rotze leilech, malichan oso. Right, in davar omed b'fnei ratzon, makos, right, a number of gemaras that say that when you really want something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring it. And that's the idea, that if you really want to grow in your emunah bitachon, a person wants to really achieve a level of tzidkus, of being able to live what's right, this is certainly a very important bracha to have. At the same time, you know, the Beis Aharon and the Karliner, it was mentioned earlier tonight in Rabbi Bodenheim's year, But the idea is that in this bracha also, that you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should be able to be zelche, to have emunah in the true tzaddikim, in the dar. That through this bracha you understand that in every generation, the real tzaddikim, that we should try and daven to Hashem, that Hashem, of course, should enable them to lead us, the Einei Ha'eda, the eyes of the generation. But the Beis Aharon says that when you say this bracha, you should have in mind that you should be able to have emunas chachamim, and emunah in the tzaddikim. And as we said, in today's day and age, sometimes it's a real challenge. Sometimes that could be a real challenge, because unfortunately there are all types of, as we said just this week, Rahmana Litzlan, rabbis behaving badly. But not every rabbi who behaves badly was one of the tzaddikim, right? We don't, again, we said Yochanan Kohen Gadol, after how many years of going Lefnai Velefnim, at the end of his life, the Gemara Bracha says that he became a tztuki, he became a heretic. We don't believe that a person is, perfect. We believe in Tzadik V'Aretz Asher Yaseh Tov Le'echta. Everyone has nisyonos, everyone has challenges, everyone can fall. But here we daven understanding the importance of tzaddikim for the Jewish people. And of course there are. Of course there are. But it's also important, as we learn this bracha, that we're not looking for someone to take our place in our own avoda. Our aspiration is that we should join these tzaddikim. As tzaddikim, we should join them. And that's the famous Mishnah in the parak of Kinyan HaTorah, in the sixth parak of what's known as the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, pointed out many times, it's not really the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos doesn't have six prakim. Pirkei Avos really only has five prakim, but the brisa that was added on, the collection of brisas in the ninth parak, in the sixth parak, the ninth brisa, Amr B'Yosi ben Kisma. Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma says, one time I was going on the road and I met a person, we exchanged shalom, and he said, Rabbi, where are you from? I said, from a big city of Chacham and Sofrim. And he says, Rabbi, I want you to live in our place, right? And I'll give you thousands and thousands of golden coins and jewels and pearls. And Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma says to him, even if you give me all the gold and silver and the diamonds and pearls in the world, I'm only going to live in a place of Torah. Right? So what's Pshat? I don't understand. He wants Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma to live in his town. Isn't that a special thing? You want a tzaddik in the town. What's wrong with that? Right? No? Doesn't it sound like
teach all the others to be
right? I don't get it. So you know what Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma says? One pshat I saw that Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma recognized that when what the person was saying, he says, "Amar li Rabbi, Ritzoncha shetador imanu, want you to live with us." What does he say? Bimkomenu. What did he mean, bimkomenu? That you could take our place. You could be the tzaddik of the town. We could do what we want, but we'll have you in the town. You'll be the tzaddik of the town. So Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma says, I'm not living in the town to be the tzaddik of the town. I want to live in people that want to grow also. I want to be a part of a makom Torah where people have sheifas, have aspirations to grow in Torah. I don't want to be a part if people don't have those sheifas and aren't looking to grow. And that's when we say Ala Tzaddikim. Of course, we daven for the Tzaddikim. We daven for the great Einei Ha'eda, the eyes of the generation, the lights of the generation, the ones that are supposed to guide us. And even though if we know, I knew I wasn't going to be Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zatzal. But at the same time, I should daven that I should be like him. I daven that I should be considered in his, to be Nichol together with him. And to learn from them and to grow in their ways. And that's something that when we talk about this bracha, that's what it is. But I think it is so important that when we talk about bitachon, to understand that we have to have the bitachon, that if this is really what we want, then HaKadosh Baruch will make it happen for us. That if this is really what we desire, and this is really what we want to push for, and we're going to put the efforts in, of course we have to put the efforts in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only helps those who help themselves, right? Sure, that's not a Jewish saying, but everyone says it, right? But Chachma Bagoyim Tamen. But this idea is a big idea, the idea that That, and that's why we say ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mission, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a support for us at a time of tzar, that Hashem mission u'miftach l'tzadikim, that tzadikim have great nisyonos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should support us in the time of tzar, right? And miftach, in the time of the Yeshua, and the time that we can see that we know that there is that special reward for the tzadikim. Arza ru'a l'tzadik li yishrei leiv simcha. And this is an important kavana that we should have, of wanting to be tzaddikim ourselves, of wanting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow us to have amunas chachamim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow us to recognize a true chachamim, and ultimately, you know, the Gemara and Sota tells us some very scary things in the generations right before Mashiach comes, about the leaders of the generations and whatnot, and we have to be mispal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should always make sure that we have real Torah leaders that can really guide us in Derech HaTorah. Shkoyach. Shkoyach.